Shio, good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, and today I'm going to talk about if you believe everything happens for a reason. So if you believe everything happens for a reason, what does that do to your spirit? Does it change anything? If you believe everything happens for a reason, does that change your attitude or how you approach the day? One day about 11 years ago, I was still living in the city. We had this severe storm and the lights went out. Boom, just like that. Everything went dark. Just like that. Light, darkness. The transformer on my block blew up, caught fire, and we were without power for 3 days. I always pay attention to the number 3. If it's God's favorite number, then it's my favorite number. During that time, I continued on as if nothing happened. I remained mindful that we were now on day 3 of lights out, and what could this possibly mean? At the same time, I just kept going as if nothing happened. I kept updating my website from a nearby coffee shop so I could use their Wi-Fi. I just continued on, yet I was mindful we were on day 3. This reminded me of my all-time favorite line in TV history from the now-canceled show, Joan of Arcadia. This show told the story of this teenage girl, Joan Girardi, who sees and speaks with God and performs tasks that he gives her. Joan was always being approached by God, who revealed himself through other people. Sometimes God showed up to her as a 6-year-old girl. Sometimes he showed up to her as a janitor, a gay man, a coffee shop clerk. Maybe he showed up to her as a bus driver, a punk rocker, or a librarian. In one season finale, Joan's in the hospital, and she's in the psych ward. So punk rocker God comes to visit her. Joan starts yelling at him and telling him that everything she was going through was his fault. She was crying and demanding answers. She didn't understand what was going on. She basically said that it was his fault for calling her to do his work. She was losing her mind, and she had just had enough. As punk rocker God was leaving the room and nearing the door, he gently turns, looks over his shoulder at Joan, and says to her, "Learn how to see in the dark." As we say in Cherokee, until we meet again, Dainada, Gohaya.